Remnants of former prehistoric societies exist throughout Appalachia. One photographer is trying to capture glimpses of those ancient times in a series he's dubbed Vanishing Points. Michael Sherwin is an associate professor of photography at West Virginia University. When he moved to Morgantown with his family several years ago, there were these protests happening around the development of what is now the Suncrest Town Center. WVU had sold what was an ancient indigenous burial site to developers. Sherwin entered the scene after the Super Kroger was already built.
And being that it was less than a mile from my house and I was shopping there, I was kind of torn by this whole, like, dual identity of this landscape. And so one evening, I decided I wanted to photograph it.
Sherwin says historical landscapes have always fascinated him. He shoots with a large format camera, like the one Ansel Adams used, which he says there's a mystery to the process that he enjoys, a break from the world of immediate gratification that we're all pretty accustomed to.
There's a mystery as to how that image is going to work out, and there's an anticipation that I really enjoy, and I never really know what I'm going to get until I scan that film into the computer, and then it's processed from there.
So he hauled his camera to an overlook of the growing shopping center on the edge of Morgantown, the almost final resting place of some of the Monongahela tribe. In a strange twist of fate, the bones found there were entrusted to a tribe in New York who, Sherwin says, were great enemies of the Monongahela tribe. Be that as it may, Sherwin composed the shot of the shopping center and then processed the negative.
I photographed it around dusk. It was a long exposure, so the clouds were kind of moving above, and then below the cars were, you know, the hustle and bustle of this little town center. And when I saw the print of that, after I scanned that negative in, I was like, whoa, there's a duality to this image that expresses these two different cultures, the East and the West, kind of coming together.
It was the beginning of what became a series Sherwin named Vanishing Points. He began to research what ancient remnants of lost civilizations in the region still exist, then to seek them out and to photograph them. He canvassed much of the state of West Virginia and then began to follow the ancient Ohio Trail in central and southern Ohio. Over the course of more than 3 years, he's been collecting historical landscapes. Images in the resulting series usually incorporates some strangely banal detail of modern society that coexists with some former society's faded mark on the landscape.
And so this is a canal lock in Black Hand Gorge State Park in Ohio that was carved into an earthwork. So the earthwork banks were above this, and they literally carved in them to create a lock for water and for boat travel. And now it's not in use. Now it's a hiking trail. So you have three sort of layers, three different kinds of dimensions to the landscape.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Then some of Sherwin's images show no trace of former society at all.
One of the things I've gotten interested in is not just photographing the mound and documenting the site, but thinking about how the landscape looks and how different it is from the viewpoint, from the top of the site. So this is from the top of Grave Creek Mound, which is the largest known Indian burial mound in the world. And it's incredible and massive, thousands of years old. And this is the view from the top of Moundsville, West Virginia.
Sherwin's series includes some 60 images so far. He says it's an ongoing project, but he's at a point now where putting a large show together might be possible. And by large, I mean literally large. One of the benefits of shooting with a large format camera is this incredible detail that's captured, allowing really big prints, like 3 or 4 feet tall. Putting a show together of these huge prints is something he's hoping to achieve in coming years in this region. His project so far was made possible in part with grants from the Colonel Eugene E. Myers Foundation, the West Virginia Division of Culture and History, and the National Endowments for the Arts, and with approval from the West Virginia Commission of the Arts. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.